So I'm now honoured to welcome and introduce Claudia, who is one of the most active members of the FDCW faculty, delivering 16G level workshops regularly and also 16G for children and teens. She's worked with a range of Indigenous communities. She's a life coach and founder of Solution Ways. She teaches yoga and has combines it with 16G. And she's a great drummer, as we experienced at the 16G gathering in France. So Claudia lived in Scotland for many years, and she now lives in her home country of Holland. So over to you, Claudia.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for this wonderful introduction. And thank you so much for allowing me to share what I have experienced on this topic with the 16 guidelines. So thank you for the invitation. Wonderful to see everyone here. So really honored to be able to speak a little bit about my work with the 16 guidelines level one and with the 16 guidelines with children and teens. That I've been so inspired by Maria, of course. So that was just one of the amazing things that I took away from France of the last gathering. So where do I start? I think I start at the beginning. In 2016, I in a meditation came through with me that I was in South Africa at the time on a short break. And when I was meditating in the mountains, it came to me that I had to invite some of my friends who are from all different cultures, from Indigenous cultures, to go and do a meditation into the Cradle of Humankind, which is a UNESCO site, and some of the oldest bones of humanity have been found there. And the instruction I got through was to invite the topic of what is our common humanity, the first instructions, what were the first instructions that were given to us as humanity from an Indigenous perspective. And we went there with this group, took a little bit of doing some work to get this financed, because that cost quite a bit to get everybody there, but somehow we must have good karma or something, because everything was donated and we went there and we were able to sit there in meditation in these caves. And what came out of that was that the first instruction was this compassion towards others, the caring for others, the kindness for others. That was one of the first instructions that from all traditions, from Native Americans, from the Diné tradition, from the Mayan tradition, Aboriginal, Australian, and so forth, Indian, they all had this commonness in that. And what I could remember during my meditation, being a full-blood European woman, that was also the first instruction that I could remember. So no surprise to me that I was so attracted to the 16 Guidelines program and to the Foundation for Developing Compassion and Wisdom, because I felt that that was the foundation from this organization, this compassion, developing compassion. And what I found was that I wanted to figure out if these 16 guidelines, these based on the 16 human dharmas, were also present in other traditions. So I discussed some of this with my friends, who are elders in their own cultures and quite wise, wisdom keepers, we would call them. And there was a lot of commonness with this. And then I attended training in talking circles where they, from the Ford World Institute, and that is also based on a training which is organized by all different elders from different native traditions, First Nation countries, and they work with the 16 principles. So I wanted to discover what was the similarity in there. And there was a huge commonness, a good commonness in that, and a huge similarity, which I can't go into much now. But what it did with me, it was like, it felt that the 16 guidelines were still very pure in its essence, based on the basic human dharmas, the 16 human dharmas. So I've been wanting to deliver the course in Taos, New Mexico, but because of the COVID, that was all put on hold. But we have been able to deliver the course with some of our African friends from the African continent, from different countries in the continent of Africa, from South Africa, from Zimbabwe, from Tanzania, and so forth. So I wanted to hear also how it was for them to experience this level one, because that's what I'm only training in at the moment. And the feedback has been phenomenal. And it was really, for me, wonderful to hear that this topic was brought up about, is there inclusion, is there diversity, and is there equality? Is that the basis of the FDCW course, of the universal education courses? And what came with me when I came back from this African journey that we went to in 2018, because that's when we went, this Ubuntu, this topic of Ubuntu came to me. And that, I don't know if some of you are aware of that, but Ubuntu asserts that a society is only not dependent on our transcendent human being, but what we are as a whole together, on the community together. So that really struck with me ever since I came back. And you might have heard Nelson Mandela speak about this, Bishop Tutu about this, and even Barack Obama, at his speech to Nelson Mandela's funeral, he spoke also about his Ubuntu. And that's what I feel is the essence of the foundation and universal education courses. But my question with that is, what do those words actually mean to us? Because if we know the true meaning of the words, like we do with the delivering of the 16 guidelines, when we go into every specific guideline and explore what is the meaning, we might find that in every training, we come up with new definitions, we might come with new words, new experiences. So for me, it's also looking at those three words. What do they actually mean to us? Because if we aren't clear on the words and the ideas, how will we be clear on the solutions to really implement them during all the courses, or in all the courses, in the programs? So that, I think, is already something that we can explore within ourselves. And writing down, I do an exercise on that sometimes myself as well, is writing down these words and saying, what do they actually mean to me? So, for example, if we talk about inclusion, we can include many diverse groups, diverse ideas, or diverse religions, diverse ecosystems where we come from, all that. But do we also have the possibility to grow in that setting all equally? So there's different ways of what do these words actually entail for us? What will need to happen that we really feel that word is really being put into practice in our organizations? And that is my reflection to you here in this presentation. And I should have also, I have a wonderful feedback here, which I will share with you, about one of my participants who also been at Kitty's and I course of the 16 guidelines level one, Tabisani from he is from Zimbabwe, but he teaches now at this in a school in Tanzania, which is a wonderful project which I can share about. And he really feels that the 16 guidelines can be really helpful for the continent of Africa. And I met him when I spoke in 2014 at a conference in Amsterdam about my work in Nepal with solution-focused therapy. And he was speaking about his work in South Africa and in other countries in Africa as a solution-focused practitioner. And we met and we felt this connection. And he's been on these courses because I feel the wisdom of Africa, the continent of Africa, would really benefit the 16 guidelines program. So when I'm now bringing the 16 guidelines with Kitty to Africa, and I'm sure some of our other participants are really keen to bring this to Africa as well, but it's like exploring the commonness that we already have. But when we start to unpack the guidelines from an African perspective, then I feel also we already have Nepal, we have India, we have Tibet, and we have Mongolia, we have South Africa, of South America, North America, European. We need the Ubuntu from Africa to come to the Universal Education Program, because we have so much to learn from this rich, rich culture. And I really love how they're welcoming the 16 guidelines. But for me, the true inspiration I get from delivering the courses is what I'm learning from them, because it's enriching that. And I think in that way, we make it very inclusive. We come from a stance that we are learning from the others as well, which we are already doing. We are drawing the wisdom out of the participants in our groups rather than instructing them. So therefore, I feel this fountain of wisdom in the African continent, which is perhaps the cradle of humankind, that can really be beautifully integrated in the education programs. So that's where I come from. And I would like to share with you what Tabisani, I asked him the question, did he feel that the education program 16 guidelines was inclusive and diverse and equal in its approach? And he wrote to me this last week. He said, inclusivity and diversity have most certainly been the hallmark of my 16 guidelines learning and sharing experience on the expert guidance of Claudia and Kitty. First things first, with the current turn of events on the globe, with the COVID-19 pandemic, which has affected lives and livelihoods, it has been beyond my financial reach to participate. I'm eternally grateful for the consideration and opportunity to participate free of charge. Moreover, the timing is perfect in lieu with disruption and equally opportunities arising from these challenges in the world currently. The well-formed and informed resources, including experiences being reflected upon and shared by the participants who come from various and rich backgrounds and passions, is truly awe-inspiring. Claudia and Kitty have an awesome and respectfully inviting fight, which brings out the confidence and courage to share lived experiences and realities in an inclusive way. Most certainly, you appreciate that although stationed in different parts of the world, our similarities matter more than our differences. As human beings, we all desire to be loved, respected, and to belong to a community. And in this case, the 16 guidelines community of practice. And this is fundamentally the same wherever you grow. From this vantage position of acknowledging our similarities, it becomes much easier to celebrate our diversity. As an African who believes in Ubuntu, I am, because you are, everything on offer in this course, from facilitators, content, meaningfully and actively involved participants, exudes inclusivity and diversity. So that for me was really beautiful to receive, and also honest and open. And again, when I'm delivering the courses, when I had the participants from Tanzania and so forth, there was this commonness, this understanding. And I really feel when I deliver the course, when I go in from this patience of humility, of stance of humility, we get so much back, so much back. And I think that is wherever I teach in the world, it's the stance of not knowing, open heart, open mind. And that allows to bring in the wisdom, to invite the wisdom in that the people already have, and for them then to share these tools to widen their perspective, to widen their knowledge, to start sharing and build communities. Because that's, I think, is a global concern that they have made us all as we say in the course, so much focused on ourselves, that also in different parts of the world that is happening, that we become isolated and so forth, which is causing anxiety and so forth. So I really feel that they're also looking for ways that can bring them together. And if that comes from a stance of community and Ubuntu, I am because you are, I am because we are, then I feel the guidelines or the EU programs, certainly the guidelines that I work with, can bring people together and create a huge global family. So I think that's in a nutshell what I wanted to share with you. So again, please look at the words at yourself. What do they mean to you? What does inclusion mean? What does diversity mean to you? What does equality really mean to you? Is there growth in every aspect of that for everyone and everything? So I'm just trying to think if there was anything else that I wanted to say. No, I think right now that feels good enough for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia, for helping us reflect on universal commonness and compassion as the foundation of universal education and the common denominator of humanity. The work you do is inspiring. I wonder now if anyone has a question or comment for Claudia. Just raise your hand and or put a reaction. Amy, would you like to unmute yourself?
Just wondering, thank you so much. It was brilliant work, it sounded like. Just wondering, what was the makeup in those three African countries you mentioned in South Africa, towards South Africa? Were they all Black South Africans, or what was the makeup of Black versus white?
They were all Black. Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. Anyone else want to indicate they'd like to ask a question? Just unmute yourself and go for it.
I wondered if you added something, especially on Ubuntu, in the course, if you actually made, I don't know, a special hour or so around that theme.
No, not yet, but we are thinking of Tabisani and I. He invited me to write a master course in solution focused practice and the 16 guidelines, and then based on Ubuntu. So we're looking at that. So I don't know how. I really feel that this would be really something that they can bring to us from their wisdom. And I'm waiting and trying to encourage them to bring the wisdom out, and perhaps they can make something. Like when we did the solution-focused presentation, he gave me a book that they'd written with stories from African countries where they applied the solution-focused approach, but they made them into African stories. So they made them with African paintings, with African children's stories. So I feel how this could be happening, something with their wisdom, like Ubuntu, or their maybe storytelling. Maybe the 16 guidelines can be implemented in that. So we're working with that to see what can come out of that. If that is that maybe answering your question, Hilary?
Yeah. Thank you, Hilary. Denise?
Everybody else already knows this, but I'm not familiar with the exact phrase, solution-focused practice.
Solution-focused brief therapy is a psychotherapy. Besides like CBT, there is also solution-focused brief therapy, which started in 1975 by Steve DeShazer in Luxembourg. And it's a talking therapy and focuses on solutions rather than the problems. Doesn't mean there's no space for the problems, but we look at the preferred outcome rather than delving into the problem too deeply.
Thank you, Denise. Anyone else with a question? Maybe time for one more question. Sylvie, thank you, if you want to unmute yourself.
Yes, Claudia, I was wondering whether you have experience with working with African or other people with other cultural backgrounds in the Netherlands as well, because I think for me, that's a big challenge like how to connect with communities within our own countries with cultural, different cultural backgrounds.
Oh, I love that. I thank you for that question. I was brought up in Amsterdam, and then when I was 8, we moved to the Bijlmermeer. And I would say 40% of my class was colored. And I still have many friends from that class. We just had a reunion, and we would used to start. I was on a special school called the Jena Plant School. You might be familiar with that in your role.
Yes.
So we would start with a circle every morning, and we would end with a circle, our class, and we would always talk about inclusion and all that. So and I apparently that's what I still do, but that was based on my schooling, and so I've now been back in the Netherlands for 2 years, but I haven't been working as such, but through my personal experience, I have that experience. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you.
I think that would be interesting to explore how we can connect more with those communities within our own countries.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Look forward.
Thank you, Sylvie. Thank you. Claudia, thank you so much.